Rico's offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels, quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
All right, welcome back. Jeff Cruer here. It is He Said, She Said, and I don't know if you can hear me. Okay, good deal. I can't hear anything, but there we go. We'll get that worked out. It's WGS Show, 990 AM, and of course, WGSO.com. Hey, in a few minutes, we'll be opening up our phone lines, 504-556-9696, and we definitely want to get your input here on all these issues. We're going to be getting your emails, too, at jeff@wgso.com, jeff@wgso.com. Now, for the next few weeks, my co-host, my wife, Mimi, is going to be out, and we have a very capable replacement who has been joining us, and very pleased to have her again this evening. And, of course, she's a local businesswoman, activist, patriot, Carol LaGreco, who's with us here this evening. And, hey, Carol, how you doing? Good evening.
Hey, I'm doing great. Wonderful day. Beautiful, sunny day here in New Orleans, and looking forward to discussing great news that we have today. It depends on how you look at it, but I'm looking forward to discussing it all.
Yes, and of course, we'll take calls, emails, and get through as many topics as we can right here on WGSO. So first, I want to start with the Rittenhouse trial and get your thoughts on this young man, 18 years old now, 17 at the time of the incident, and a slew of charges against him. You know, today was the, final part before it went to the jury. And the judge in that case has been getting lots of grief from the left. He had a patriotic ringtone. He supposedly has been too tough on the prosecution. Even though, if I'm not mistaken, he was appointed by a Democrat. So he's been getting death threats. What do you think about this trial, and what do you think about the chances of this young man being found guilty or innocent?
Well, it's very interesting because, you have a 17-year-old man who went out to protect businesses opposed to those who were out rioting and tearing down buildings and destroying businesses and overtaking private property, destroying private property. This young man had good intentions in mind. Being a young man, he's idealistic, goes out there thinking that he can do something to help defend these businesses, and you have this major civil unrest that is going on, and in the end, he was just trying to protect himself. As we see, didn't the judge go ahead and dismiss the charges for, what was it, the...
some kind of a firearms charge.
Right,
right. Yeah, so I think some charges were dismissed, and I think, of course, you had a lot of other charges. They threw the book at him, and they did this all in the aftermath of the event. Just it doesn't seem like they really spent enough time researching, investigating to get to the bottom of everything. They just went after it because maybe the mob wanted it. I don't know. And this guy has been through hell.
It seems like the that the tools that be, the political atmosphere, is to use the DOJ and our justice system against our current administration's opponents. And it's unfortunate, but it appears to be that this has become like a police state, that, you know, the Nazi state, that the SS troopers would come in and storm, you know, people's homes and look for hidden Jews in their houses and take away, you know, these people from their homes and attack people over, you know, their civil liberties and rights that they had no more. And it seems like on a daily basis, we are losing and losing more of our rights and our privileges as American citizens. And this young man was standing up for those rights, the First Amendment right, his Second Amendment right. We could go on and on with the amendments that he was trying to protect. And yes, they were attacking him, and they used him as a pawn. And if they would have done their homework, they would have seen that even one of the young men testified, I think the second man that got shot, that he actually pointed his gun at Rittenhouse, and he was defending himself. I mean, it doesn't seem to get any clearer. And when you look at the news, and depending on what channel you watch, you can see.
Well, if you turn it on MSNBC, Carol, he's been referred to as a Trumpster, as a white supremacist, as a vigilante, as a fascist. I mean, they throw every name they can at the guy. I mean, didn't he have any? Does he have any political affiliation? I don't think so. I mean, he's just a kid out there trying to help a business.
He wasn't even voting.
Right.
Ideologically believed in yeah. Trump and been a supporter. That's great. But, you know, the young man couldn't even vote at the time when he was out there defending his country, so to speak. And this is, once again, the Mockingbird media who is gaslighting the public, and the people lose their free will. They just listen to this blabber that goes on and start believing. That's why we have so many liberals that you can't reach, because they only get one side of the news.
Right.
And most of us, even who might be, you know, very conservative, listen to CNN and MSNBC and get other points, because how can you counter someone else's belief if you don't understand what they believe?
Right. Yeah, I agree. And that's why we have liberals call into the show, and we welcome them and engage with them, because you definitely do want to hear the other side. You want to know what they're thinking so that you can, of course, bolster your case better. Otherwise, it's just an echo chamber. All right.
Well, true, and it may become the commonality in some place.
Possibly. Possibly. We have come to some common agreement on some things. All right, 504-556-9696. Jeff Cruer here, Carol Agreco with us at He Said, She Said on WGSO. You can check us out Mondays at 5 here in the airwaves. Carol, Steve Bannon arrested today. His dastardly crime, contempt of Congress, although there's a long list of people that were held in contempt of Congress who were never indicted and arrested and handcuffed like Steve Bannon was. Is this a double standard of justice here?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, take a look in the recent history. Roger Stone, we could go on and on. And then you look on the other side, and if you're liberal and, you know, let's say Comey, Hunter Biden, Hillary Clinton, you know, we have proof. We have emails. We have documents. Veritas couldn't even independently verify Ashley Biden's diary. So they turned it into law enforcement. And so then James O'Keefe is being attacked and raided, you know, 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, and Hunter Biden's laptop is still sitting on some FBI guy's desk for the last 2 years, and nothing has been done about that, even though I saw the contents of that laptop, and it's pretty disturbing. So I don't know what is going on with our Department of Justice, and it should be applied equally, the law, no matter what your political affiliation, no matter what your ideology, no matter what your standing in society, but unfortunately it doesn't seem to be the case. All right, hang on, Carol. We're going to take a brief time out, take care of some business. When we come back, we'll weave in some other issues. We'll throw in some phone calls as well at 504-556-9696. She said, she said, right here on WGSO. Let's take care of some business. We'll be right back. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right. Tell me how you feel, baby. Never knew love before. Then came you. Then came you. I never knew. Hey, folks, it's Jeff Cruer for New York Pizza, the oldest and best pizza parlor in New Orleans. Wayne Del Corral opened New York Pizza in 1980, and it's been a favorite of locals and visitors ever since. Just like Wayne did in the 1980s, his sons, Quinn and Dylan, are now running the restaurant. New York Pizza was the first one in the city to open after Hurricane Ida, and their menu features some of my favorite pizzas, such as the Bronx, the Brooklyn Barbecue, the Queens, and the delicious Big Apple. The pizza is thin, like New York style, but with a French style dough to bring a New Orleans flair that's unforgettable. Next to New York Pizza is the Bronx Bar, also operated by the Del Corral family, located at 441618 Magazine Street in New Orleans. For more information, visit NewYorkPizzaNola.com or call 891-2376. And if you mention Jeff Cruera Ringside Politics, you get a 10% discount. Southern Legal Clinics is a family-owned business. Three brothers, Stephen, Tim, and Pat Rooney, and two nieces, Kristen and Courtney Rooney. They have been in business for over 40 years. They treat their clients as family. The law firm has six offices in Southeast Louisiana, and they've handled thousands of criminal and civil cases in 17 different parishes over the last 40 years in the federal, state, and parish courts. They offer extensive criminal and civil litigation experience, handling estate planning, succession, wills, bankruptcy, domestic law, and personal injury. Their fees are very reasonable, and they offer free consultations. Their attorneys have given back to the community and have volunteered countless hours of time, coaching, serving on boards, and being active members of civic organizations. For more information, visit SouthernLegalClinics.com or call 504-455-4185. Are you tired of being labeled an extremist because you're a conservative? Are you tired of being deplatformed? Are you frustrated with constant censorship? If so, join free-thinking Americans who believe in the First Amendment that are joining YourSpot.com. That's YoreSpot.com. At YourSpot, you'll be uncensored. Free speech is allowed. This site believes in unity and community and treats everyone as members of a family. Unlike big tech, YourSpot does not on debates or get involved as a referee. Of course, threats of violence are prohibited, pornography is not allowed, and all children are protected. YourSpot also places a premium on security. Google tracks none of their users. America is ready for YourSpot. Join us at YoreSpot.com, where the First Amendment is celebrated and you can enjoy your uncensored free speech rights once again. All right, we're back. Jeff Cruer here. Carol LaGreco with us at She Said, She Said on WGSO, and plenty of issues we'll get to. Carol, speaking of this Rittenhouse case, I know this judge has gotten some email threats from left-wing wackos. I'm wondering if those people are going to be arrested, like the guy who delivered an email threat to LaToya Cantrell was arrested. Do you think they're going to go after these people?
That's a joke. That's just like all the riots in Portland, Seattle, and, you know, everywhere that we've had through the summer of love or whatever they wanted to call it.
The summer of love. summer of love, right. Yeah, I didn't see a lot of love there, Carol. I saw a lot of nastiness and hate. And
definitely not.
Violence. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's this political attack against your political opponent. And it's not even a political attack. It more so, it's an actual physical attack. It's really coming after us, after our beliefs, our rights, throwing us in jail, censoring us, not allowing people. I mean, look at, everybody that's been thrown off of social media, losing their accounts. It's the same thing.
I had that the other day, Carol. I was promoting the event that you were nice enough to come to over at the church, and Facebook shut me down, locked me out because I was trying to promote that event. And that happens all the time. I mean, it's such bias and censorship. It's just, I don't know, it's off the charts. So that's why I'm encouraging people to go to yourspot.com and go to Gab, Getter, other resources that aren't as biased against people that have different points of view.
I know. And we really have to get engaged. And I think I talked about that last week.
Mm-hmm.
We had an election on Saturday, and when I went to the polls to vote, I asked them how the turnout was. And they said it was very low. I said, but why? Because if we're not involved with the little things, these are millages and things like that that determine how much taxes we pay. We should be engaged. I mean, the last thing on the ballot was about raising teachers' pay. Why would we raise teachers' pay when they're not even teaching? We found during the pandemic or the plandemic that, when kids had to stay home, look what the teachers are teaching and not even teaching our kids.
That is so true. That is so true. All right, let's get some of these calls in. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO. And let's welcome our friend Roy joining us from Marrero. What's happening, Mr. Roy?
Nothing much, Jeff. How you doing, Mimi?
Very good. It's Carol with us today. But how you doing, Mr. Roy?
Okay. Pretty good. I was, I always try to think of what's going on. And the Rittenhouse thing, to me, if you remember George Soros, he was funding all these riots everywhere. And then finally, somebody stood up to him, and then all of a sudden they stopped because I think they got what they were trying to, call. Their mission was accomplished. They wanted to get somebody they could call a Trumpster and all this. And they found out the kid couldn't vote yet. It messed him up. So anyway, so I think that's what happened. That they those were all stopped because they were waiting for somebody to do something about it. Next thing I got is this Astrodome thing with the concert and all.
Yeah, sure.
To me, I think because. You got to think of what these people are doing. And what I think is all these people that died, I used to go to the warehouse all the time in my younger days. They used to push and shove. That's how me and my younger brother would get up the stairs. We'd just put our arms tight and let them carry us up. All these people that are dying from that, I wonder how many of them got vaccinated.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think the numbers were just really high. They were trying to squeeze a lot of people into a small space.
We would be packed, and they'd be pushing for like 10, 15 minutes at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody got killed.
Right.
I'm thinking a lot of these people that got killed were vaccinated.
Oh, so you think they died of other reasons other than what they're claiming?
Well, I think because when I was young, going to these concerts and all,
right?
It would be a rush to us. You just hang on for life. It is fun, mm-hmm. And that was part of the action. But I think because this vaccines attack your cardiovascular system.
They could have been vulnerable.
Vulnerable. Yeah. That's
okay.
why I think.
That's an interesting point.
These people might have all been vaccinated. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to hear anything like that on the news.
That's why
I bring up these kind of things.
No, sir.
It's like when they had the Truth Underground. Every week almost that I called, I would try to warn about China. And they would cut me off like crazy. Well, the last person to ever be on their show was a guest they invited telling about the warnings of China. And I was trying to tell them for almost a year.
Wow.
And
well, there's nothing we should be worried about more than China. China
right.
is
And to me, those
major
two
threat.
Guys, they were clowns because they're up there thinking they know everything. Yeah, they had access to internet, which I didn't, but I was watching what's going yeah. on. And to me, China, it was the biggest thing. And what they don't realize is all these people, like your Biden and all that, these people have got into office, a lot of them, by China's money a long time ago.
Yes, sir.
They owe China. These people are bought and paid for by China. You'd be surprised how many. They come in this country, and they're able to do that ever right. since Vietnam came over here.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know who was north or south. It didn't matter. They all looked Vietnamese, but some of them were working for China.
Well, I'll tell you, China has only grown since then, become more of a threat. Roy, thank you for your call. And they've really been able to expand because of our money, because of our military, because of what they've stolen from us over the years. Thank you, Mr. Roy. All right, Carol, any comments?
Well, and Biden's given to China.
So, yeah, Biden's in the pocket of China, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, along with many of our governors and other politicians.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just Biden. It's several people in and not just in this current administration. There are rhinos and other people that have lined their pockets with Chinese money as well.
I know Slick Willie was definitely someone that didn't stand up to China. Even George H.W. Bush. I remember it happened. Tiananmen Square happened in his administration.
Yep.
We did nothing. So, you know, I think it's been going on for quite a while. Did also want to get your thoughts on Biden's signing of this infrastructure bill. Happened earlier today. Mitch Landrieu is now going to be the infrastructure czar, the guy who presided over the city with
up.
The worst infrastructure in the country. He's now going to be the infrastructure czar. Is that a good pick?
Oh, absolutely not. Traitor Mitch Landrieu, who betrayed all of the citizens of Louisiana by tearing down things, not building up. When that man took office, one of the first things he did was to go and change the times in the parking meters, raise the parking meter fees. And this is after a hurricane, and we were still in recovery mode.
Right.
But what? His family owned parking lots. And, you know, so now more people go pay for parking lots. Mitch is tearing down statues, lying about it. We didn't take a vote on that.
No.
You know, I mean, that should have been a vote by
yes.
all of the citizens, not Mitch Landrieu independently making that decision and then destroying one of those statues and then hiding them from the public. And that's not his.
And they're
place
still
to
being
make
hidden
calls.
From the public. And you know what? At the sites where they tore down the monuments, there's nothing. They never did anything with them. They're just eyesores now. Yeah, it's a shame. All right, hang on. Carol LaGreco with us. Jeff Carriere here. Let's take a brief time out. We'll be right back. Hey folks, it's Jeff Carriere. When I'm hungry late at night, there's only one place that I go, TikTok Cafe. This 24-hour diner is the perfect casual place to chow down. It's tucked away at the corner of Causeway Boulevard and South I-10 Service Road in the heart of Metairie. This funky little cafe has been a neighborhood favorite since 1999. There's daily lunch specials and delicious dinner entrees such as hearty burgers, Cajun seasoned pork chops, sirloin steaks, and the always popular country fried steak. But I love TikTok Cafe because it has breakfast 24 hours a day. From pancakes to corned beef hash, the breakfast menu is loaded with all your favorite items. Whether you're a sweet or savory breakfast eater, TikTok Cafe has something for you. For more information, check out their Facebook page at TikTok Cafe Metairie. You can always dine in or call for delivery at 834-6272. That's 834-6272. TikTok Cafe, always ready to serve you. Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Friday, Chris Holton joins us, Ringside All-Star with the Center for Security Policy. We'll simulcast our show nationwide with syndicated talk show host Bill Martinez, and we'll talk to candidates running in the New Orleans election on Saturday. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit Hotel Storyville.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Deer season is upon us, and Louisiana is beginning to test white-tailed deer for the presence of COVID-19 after the same animals tested positive for the virus in Iowa. LDWF Deer Program Manager Jonathan Bordelon says it's not known if the deer can transmit the virus to humans. And even if a deer is infected, they don't appear to show any signs of it.
There have been no cases of deer demonstrating any symptoms of the virus.
It's no surprise that deer may be able to get the virus as it started in animals before moving to humans. Bordelon says if the thought of your deer having the virus troubles you, wear gloves and a mask while field dressing it and handling the meat. Speaking of deer, folks at Our Lady of the Lake Hospital in Baton Rouge were shocked when a young deer managed to wander inside the building at around 2 this afternoon. After it made its way up an escalator, staff subdued the creature and called Wildlife and Fisheries, who came by and tranked it and took the traumatized animal to be safely euthanized. This is news on LRN.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately, then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk, gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gassafety.
Do you want to be a member of the Louisiana State Legislature? Do you respect women's sports and the Second Amendment? Could you protect women's sports and the Second Amendment in the Louisiana State Legislature? We would like your opinion. Email help@rhinorecall.la. That's help@rhinorecall.la. Rhino is R-I-N-O. Help, H-E-L-P, at rhinorecall.la. LA. Do you want to be a member of the Louisiana State Legislature? Do you respect women's sports and the Second Amendment? Could you protect women's sports and the Second Amendment in the Louisiana State Legislature? We would like your opinion. Email help@rhinorecall.la. That's help@rhinorecall.la. Rhino is R-I-N-O. Help, H-E-L-P, at rhinorecall.la. Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. We all know a clean home is a beautiful home, but mold, mildew, algae, oxidation, dirt can ruin your curb appeal and devalue your investment. Who can you trust to provide a safe and effective process that uses appropriate detergents and soft water pressure that are designed to rid surfaces of these unwanted elements? The team at Cutting Edge Pressure Washing. They use the soft wash method, which is proven safe, gentle, and non-abrasive. It is a superior cleaning alternative to the harmful effects effects of standard power washing. This process uses biodegradable solutions to safely clean exterior surfaces. Do you need help with your vinyl, stucco, hardy board, wood, or brick surfaces? Cutting edge pressure washing can help you. They can also clean driveways and patios, decks, and fences. Their commitment is backed by a 100% guarantee. So call them at 888-814-DIRT. That's 888-814-DIRT. Or check them out at 504pressurewash.com. All right, we're back. He said, she said, on WGSO. Jeff Carrier here. Carol LaGreco with us. And Carol, any comments before we take some more calls?
Well, I have plenty of comments. Back to Steve Bannon.
Yeah.
I think that Steve Bannon turning himself in today was a great stance to the powers that be, to show them that he's willing to fight the good fight and to stand up for freedom, and not just for the God-fearing Trump supporter conservative people, but for all Americans.
Right. Yes, and kudos to him. I think he is a patriot and a bright guy, so he has a strategy, and I think obviously a lot of attention on him. And just a double standard. I'm just so tired of the double standard. It just drives me crazy, and I guess we're going to have to just continue to deal with this, at least for the time being, until we can get a new attorney general and a new Justice Department and... I don't know, a new Congress, that's for sure. All right, let's get some calls in, and let's go to our friend Matthew in Metairie. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Well, first I'm going to break the fourth wall and tell you about what's going on in my life. I just got my roof replaced, along with the repairs from the tree that went through it.
Good for you.
Yay. Now I just have to find a general contractor to finish off the work on the rest of the house. And that is tough.
Well, hey, step one done. That's good.
Yes. So, from Gab, apparently the prosecutor in the Rittenhouse case went to the Alec Baldwin School of Gun Safety and was waving the AR-15 around in the courtroom with his finger on the trigger.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
And wow. Also from Gab, Andrew Torba asked a question. It's a good question. I don't know the answer to it. Why didn't Steve Bannon just go before Congress and plead the fifth?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you?
I think he rejected their whole, I guess, premise of even requiring him to go in. You know, I mean,
okay.
I guess he just wanted to make a complete statement about it and saying, no, I'm not going to comply at all. So the whole thing is a kangaroo court.
That's it. It puts Steve Bannon in a place of power now.
Uh-huh.
And that the attention's on Steve Bannon, and he can now redirect the narrative. And he can get his message out now a whole lot better. If he pled the fifth, then he's just pleading the fifth and backing down from the fight. Steve Bannon wants to fight the fight.
Right. He's engaged with them now.
Yeah,
right. That's a good point. All right, Matthew, thank you, sir. 504-556-9696. So the Rittenhouse trial continuing on, Steve Bannon turning himself in. Of course, the infrastructure bill signed today. Mitch Landry was the infrastructure czar, which is so funny. Then the LaToya winning a second term, Carol, obviously. Turnout was low, but she won with 65% of the vote. Massive victory for her. And I guess that means the vast majority of people in New Orleans like the job that she's done, Carol?
No, they paid for a vote. That's what they do. You know, I'll never forget Corky Roberts, bless her soul, said after the Hanging Chads incident in that election, if you recall that, when she said, you know, I'm surprised that happened in Florida, because here in Louisiana, that's where it should happen, where our dead get out and vote, and they vote often. And it's those kind of things. It's not purging the records. It's them rounding people up, paying for votes, whether it's donuts or shots or money or whatever. And that's what they do here.
So you think it was a fraudulent vote?
I'm sure that it was a major fraudulent vote. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody I've talked to, even people who I would consider staunch Democrats, don't like her. And I don't know many people that like her or approve of what she's done.
Right. Yeah, I mean, except the Times-Picayune, they endorsed her. So, I mean, and all these...
Well, somebody paid for that.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Bought and paid for.
All these folks who endorsed her and were behind her. And I'm just trying to think, well, that means you like the way she handled all these issues. I mean, you like the way she handled crime. You like the way she handled the Hard Rock Hotel. You like the way she handled flooding. You like the way she handled her personal financing and her taxes.
It means how they benefit from being associated with her.
Yeah.
And that's why they donate money, and that's why they support her, because it's a benefit to them. Just like Mitch Landrieu, you know, when he cozied up to Hillary Clinton.
Well, I'll tell you, it doesn't send a very good message about New Orleans, that's for sure. It doesn't send to me an image of New Orleans being open for business or New Orleans is welcoming. I mean, she was the shutdown queen, and she just is going to be in there for longer. So who knows how much longer this whole vaccine mandate. I told this morning, Carol, that I had a family wedding last weekend, and so I was told that I had to get because I'm not vaccinated, I had to get a test saying that I was COVID-free. So it cost me this arm and a leg. And I went ahead and got it. So I have this paperwork ready to show at this restaurant. They didn't even ask for it. So I spent all this money, didn't have to. And so I'm wondering, probably a lot of these places are not even checking, even though that's LaToya's
mandate.
So,
but it's not a law, and that's what they need to learn. We need to teach them a lesson. Instead of us complying, we need to stop complying and don't even show up and tell poor restaurants, we're not coming here. We're not going to come here. You know,
and if it wasn't anything other than a family event, I wouldn't have. I'd have said, hell no, I'm not going. But it was something that was my attendance was required. 504-556-9696. Let's go to the flaming conservative. Good evening, sir.
Good afternoon, King Jeff. And Miss Carol, it was an honor and a pleasure to meet you this past Thursday.
I'm glad
you become my colleague.
Yes, like thank you both for coming. That it was good to see you there too, flaming conservative.
And I'm going to make my announcement to the afternoon listeners of WGSL before
yes.
I get started with my rant.
Uh-huh.
Starting December 6th at 8 p.m. on Monday night, holy and patriotic jambalaya with yours truly, the flaming conservative.
All right. You've hyped it up so much, you're going to have to deliver, flaming conservative. So, all right.
Don't worry. Don't worry, I got plenty to deliver.
All right.
Don't worry, Jeff.
All right.
Hey.
Good. Well,
I want to tell everybody out there, since we did not win this election, LaToya destroyed us back in.
Yeah.
Miss Carol.
Yeah.
$100 gift cards and Popeye's chicken dinners won that election fraudulently for LaToya. Obama and Mitch is out there, and John Bell Edwards was handing out $100 Walmart gift cards and giving free Popeye's chicken dinners.
So you think that's what it was, huh, flaming conservative?
Yeah.
Well, you know that on video tape.
Well.
Do some prosecuting.
That happens during COVID.
Well,
the River Parish at these four black churches.
Uh-huh.
They had people, they were giving away gift cards and chicken dinners to get COVID tests. Of course, they're going to test positive because that's $25,000 for every positive test.
Mm. You know,
that's
it's
in this world.
It's interesting. If there was some kind of voter fraud, and Flame Conservative, thank you for your call. Do you think Jason Williams, the district attorney, would prosecute that, Carol?
No. didn't really have to think about that very long.
Right.
I don't think that there's not enough ironclad evidence that we could get with videotape proof, confession sworn statements that would get that litigated.
504-556-9696. All right, let's go to, next up is our good friend, Miss Janice, checking in from New Orleans. Hey, Miss Janice, how are you? Good evening.
Yes. Hello, how are you?
Good.
I've been hearing so much lately about this Kyle Rittenhouse thing. Now, here's mm-hmm. the situation with me, the way I'm looking at this. Insofar as him defending himself,
mm-hmm.
I'm not against that. I mean, he was there, he was being, you know, he was going to get shot, everything. Okay, so he had to defend himself. I'm not against him defending himself, but there are some things I am against, absolutely.
Yes.
There needs to be some accountability by the mother. I heard that she drove him there. What kind of a mother is going to drive her 17-year-old son,
mm-hmm.
a minor boy, not a man, a minor boy, to something like that? And then I would like to know who exactly was it who provided him with the weapon. Someone, I heard, purchased it. Now, I don't care if he paid for it. I wouldn't even care if it was borrowed, if it was a loaner gun. I'll lend you my gun, Jeff, you know. The thing is, whoever did that needs some jail time. Providing a minor boy with a gun, and even the minor boy should have some jail time because he illegally had a weapon. He could not go purchase it. He was not of the age at which he could do so, and he did the wrong thing, not by defending himself, but by even having the weapon. He should not have been there. He should have been home, not out in a riot with a gun he illegally had possession of.
So did any of those businesses have the right to have people there trying to protect their businesses, or did just the rioters have the right to riot?
Yes, they do have a right to protect their business, but you have to, number one, be an adult. You have to legally own a weapon, not a boy, not a child with a gun, a 17-year-old kid.
Hold on, Janice. Look, Carolyn on this, and then we'll get back to you. Carol?
Janice, also you have to look at the community and the environment he comes from. He, you know, like here in, you know, our area in New Orleans and, you know, the metro area, we live in a large community, but a lot of people live in small farm towns, backwoods, things like that, that they grow up
with
shooting guns.
Right.
And owning guns and getting guns for presents and you know, they shoot deer, you know, for food.
Sport.
And
But
what I'm saying is there's a different mentality than what we have. I'm not saying that you don't abide by gun laws, but what I'm saying is there's a difference in people who believe in the old traditions and have, you know, community and protect each other. They live in a different paradigm in many ways than what we do.
All right, Miss Janice, we only have about 30 seconds, but I'll give you the final 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I don't care about that. The fact is someone provided a minor with a gun. He could not go buy the gun.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't supposed to have the gun, and that's my bottom line, and his mother needs to be accountable for driving her son to an event like that.
All right. Well, if I'm not mistaken, I mean, they kept saying, well, you know, he crossed state lines, but I think he worked there. That's where he worked. So it wasn't like he was driving, you know, cross country to go participate in a riot. That was a community that he worked in. And if I'm not mistaken, he was there protecting a business that was being threatened by a bunch of rioters. And I would hope Miss Janice would have the same kind of passion and wanted to prosecute the rioters, you know, who were looting, burning, destroying, killing. And I don't think we've gotten much prosecution of those people. All right, 504-556-9696. Quick timeouts. We'll be right back. Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer for New York Pizza, the oldest and best pizza parlor in New Orleans. Wayne Del Corral opened New York Pizza in 1980, and it's been a favorite of locals and visitors ever since. Just like Wayne did in the 1980s, his sons, Quinn and Dylan, are now running the restaurant. New York Pizza was the first one in the city to open after Hurricane Ida, and their menu features some of my favorite pizzas, such as the Bronx, the Brooklyn Barbecue, the Queens, and the delicious Big Apple. The pizza is thin like New York style, but with a French style dough to bring a New Orleans flair that's unforgettable. Next to New York Pizza is the Bronx Bar, also operated by the Del Corral family, located at 441618 Magazine Street in New Orleans. For more information, visit NewYorkPizzaNola.com or call 891-2376. And if you mention Jeff Cruera Ringside Politics, you get a 10% discount. Are you tired of being labeled an extremist because you're a conservative? Are you tired of being deplatformed? Are you frustrated with constant censorship? If so, join free-thinking Americans who believe in the First Amendment that are joining YourSpot.com. That's YoreSpot.com. At YourSpot, you'll be uncensored. Free speech is allowed. This site believes in unity and community and treats everyone as members of a family. Unlike big tech, YourSpot does not on debates or get involved as a referee. Of course, threats of violence are prohibited, pornography is not allowed, and all children are protected. YourSpot also places a premium on security. Google tracks none of their users. America is ready for YourSpot. Join us at YoreSpot.com, where the First Amendment is celebrated and you can enjoy your uncensored free speech rights once again.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit HotelStoryville.net.
All right, we're back. It's He Said, She Said. Check us out Mondays at 5. Jeff Cruer here. Normally, I'm with my wife, Mimi Cruer, but for the next few weeks, we're very pleased to have with us as our co-host, Carol LaGreco. And Carol always does a great job with us. And thanks for joining us today, Carol. And so many topics, so many issues, so many callers. We got all kind of people lined up. And let's jump right to it, Carol. All right, this next gentleman is one of our great friends, great contributors from the North Shore, Brother Steve, with us in Madisonville. Hey, Brother Steve, how are you? Good evening.
How you doing, Brother Jeff, Commissioner of Conservative Conversation, the crew of Cruer
is getting
more ladies in it. You're doing good.
I like to give the ladies a spotlight. We got Carol, Mimi, Michelle, Donna Carol Voss. I know you like that, of course, Brother Steve.
Yeah, I'm woke. I like girls. I'm woke.
Okay, good.
I'm 71 years old. I'm old-time woke. You know?
Right.
Yeah, but the only way you're ever going to change things in New Orleans is you're going to have to get above a 28% voter turnout. You can't do it.
Yeah,
and she only got 44,000 votes. Think about that. How many registered voters are there? Think about that. And that's the whole problem. Everybody wants to cry, and nobody will do nothing.
Yeah.
And it's been going
over
on
400,000 people in the city of New Orleans.
Yeah, there are about 300,000. We're just using approximate numbers, Brother Steve. There are about 400,000 residents, about 300,000 registered voters, and about a quarter of them voted, as you said, 28%. And that's it for a mayor's race. That's 44, pathetic.
44,000 votes elected her out of how many registered voters?
300,000.
Yeah, well, y'all can't cry no more. You need to leave this alone. You're losing your right to cry. If you can't get the other 260,000 voters out there to go vote, then I don't know what to say.
and get it voted on right. I just do not know what to say.
Well, I had a friend of mine tell me, you know, he was protesting the 2020 election and didn't want to vote. And I'm like, man, that's not the right way to protest. You don't sacrifice your right to vote because you're mad at the 2020 election result. You got to go out and vote.
I mean, that was crazy. Crazy. And the other thing is two of Obama's people who were on the FCC have been nominated to be on the board. And one of them is that woman, her last name Sohn, S-O-H-N. And she loves the Equality Act, where you have to give both sides equal time on broadcast. And let's see if she gets past the vote, because she caused a lot of trouble during Obama with the things she did. And she's one of the ones that tried to get him to go after Rush. And
the fairness doctrine. She, yeah. I mean, another winner. What a bunch of winners. We have
Watch for her, brother. Watch for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been busy. I was out all day. I took care of all the issues I had to take care of. So I got everything done today. I got all my running done. That was good. And
good.
The other thing is we got to knock this casino out.
Yes.
We have seen, you know, I heard people talking about Caesars and why is the dome named Caesars? Because Caesars is hooked to Harris.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So how do you think they got to name the vote after they made Harris another whole new contract?
Yeah.
How do you think they got to name the dome?
Right.
Now, you think that was a legal process?
I'm sure it was a nice inside deal. And what I find, I just brought it up because I thought it was so funny that, you know, they went after Robert E. Lee, went after all these monuments because, of course, it were slave owners. And, of course, now they got the Superdome named after Caesar. You know how many slaves were in the Roman Empire? This guy was a dictator. I mean, he had slaves galore. I mean, that's what he was about, slaves.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason he was killed is he got rid of the Republic in Rome. I mean, so, I mean, the fact that they've named the Dome after a guy who built his dictatorship on slaves is, I just find, incredible. I mean, it just nobody seems to notice that or mention that.
Watch what's coming. You just mentioned, watch what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Always remember what Joe Biden said while he was pushing this deal for the last 4 months. What did he say? People are infrastructure.
Yeah. Okay.
Watch what Mitch does with this money.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. $1 trillion in his hands. Oh, my gosh. So, Carol, your thoughts?
We need a solar flare, take us out, and start all over again.
Okay, right. All right, real quick, final call of the hour. Let's go to Chalmette and welcome Charlie. You'll have the final word, Charlie. How are you? Good evening.
Good evening, Jeff and Carol. Very quick, the Democrats changed their plan book this time instead of feverishly adding votes. What they did is they suppressed votes. Guaranteed. There's no way only 25,000 or 40,000 people voted in this mayoral election. Everybody I've talked to is fuming at what she's done. There's absolutely no way.
But are you talking to people in New Orleans or are you talking to people in Metairie and St. Tammany and Chalmette?
In New Orleans.
Okay. All right. Well,
no, there's absolutely. I am absolutely convinced that the machines were manipulated to reject a certain amount of number of votes that were not Cantrell's.
All right, Charlie from Chalmette. Thank you, sir. Carol, it always flies by too quickly. Great job as always, folks. Check me out tomorrow morning, 7 to 11 on Ringside Politics. Something to Say is next on WGSO. Southern Legal Clinics is a family-owned business. Three brothers, Stephen, Tim, and Pat Rooney, and two nieces, Kristen and Courtney Rooney. They have been in business for over 40 years. They treat their clients as family. The law firm has six offices in Southeast Louisiana, and they've handled thousands thousands of criminal and civil cases in 17 different parishes over the last 40 years in the federal, state, and parish courts. They offer extensive criminal and civil litigation experience, handling estate planning, succession, wills, bankruptcy, domestic law, and personal injury. Their fees are very reasonable, and they offer free consultations. Their attorneys have given back to the community and have volunteered countless hours of time coaching, serving on boards, and being active members of civic organizations. For more information, visit SouthernLegalClinics.com or call 504-455-4185. Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. When I'm hungry late at night, there's only one place that I go, TikTok Cafe. This 24-hour diner is the perfect casual place to chow down. It's tucked away at the corner of Causeway Boulevard and South I-10 Service Road in the heart of Metairie. This funky little cafe has been a neighborhood favorite since 1999. There's daily lunch specials and delicious dinner entrees, such as hearty burgers, Cajun seasoned pork chops, sirloin steaks, and the always popular country fried steak. But I love TikTok Cafe because it has breakfast 24 hours a day. From pancakes to corned beef hash, the breakfast menu is loaded with all your favorite items. Whether you're a sweet or savory breakfast eater, TikTok Cafe has something for you. For more information, check out their Facebook page at TikTok Cafe Metairie. You can always dine in or call for delivery at 834-6272. That's 834-6272. TikTok Cafe, always ready to serve you.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The big infrastructure bill is in the books. President Biden signing the $1.2 trillion measure during a bipartisan event on the South Lawn of the White House. Regarding the bill, the president reminding everyone,
no one earning less than $400,000 a year will pay a single penny in federal taxes.
A new Politico Morning Consult survey found 50% support overall for the legislation. That's down from 58% earlier this year. The EPA is putting final touches on a national recycling strategy. It will be the first such policy from the EPA and seeks to hit a 50% national recycling rate by the year 2030. EPA Chief Michael Regan saying in a statement that the nation's recycling system is in need of critical improvements. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Following a court appearance in a case involving criminal contempt of Congress, longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon is free. Outside a D.C. federal court, Bannon saying,
well, I'm never going to back down, and they took on the wrong guy this time, okay? They took on the wrong guys.
Bannon surrendering his passport and was released on his own recognizance with no bail. The Department of Justice has not tried anyone on contempt of Congress since 1983. The FBI is saying their email server was hacked.
The FBI has confirmed its email system has been hacked, with spam email being sent to more than 100,000 people warning of a cyber attack. The email messages were filled with ramblings. The emails appeared to be from addresses ending in ic.fbi.gov. The FBI said in a statement, the email systems were taken offline quickly upon discovery of the issue. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A whistleblower from San